Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
The nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, it's we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
Inside the NBA signs off. It's going to ESPN.
Yeah.
And there's just the belief that it won't be the same.
There's a concern about that.
Yeah.
It could. They are basically licensing the show out to ESPN.
Okay.
Like, they are producing it in the same studio with all the same production crew, like all the same people around that show from their Atlanta studios. And then they're just licensing it out. So Turner is still making the show. Well, I guess that team is making the show.
Right. I guess the question would be, will ESPN have the...
Will they put their fingers on it and say, we don't like how... We'd like you to do this differently or this differently. I you could wonder that. The one area of confidence I guess you could have that they won't is, I guess they haven't done that with the Pat McAfee show.
Yes, I would agree with that. The Pat McAfee show is...
But they might have written language in their contract, though, the McAfee show, about you're not allowed to touch anything we do.
Maybe. I mean, ESPN went for Barstool Van Talk with PFT and Big Cat, and they got canceled in like a week.
I think in a day.
Right.
I think the night it happened.
Right. They were like, hey, we're going to do this. Like, actually, no, we're not. Never mind.
Yeah.
And McAfee, it feels like he's always fighting with ESPN, passive-aggressively.
A little bit.
On the air.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about it inside the NBA on... Now on ESPN, we'll see about it. It's been a strange story to kind of follow as they're all treating it like it's over, and then it's actually not over. We're switching networks. All right.
Right.
Anyway, we'll see how it goes. NBA Finals set, Stanley Cup Finals set. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Both back from vacation, back together here on WGR as we start June, and summer approaches.
Yes. Also, yesterday was when teams got all their new cap space for all the post-June 1 stuff. I saw Mike Jannetty breaking that down. The Bills are not on the list, though.
Okay.
So their cap is the same as it was yesterday.
Is there a spot here for surprise cuts, guys that might get let loose now?
Maybe.
Or maybe not surprise cuts, but...
I don't know with the Bills if that's true. Is there anybody like A.J. Epinesa? Maybe is a name that I've thought about for whether or not he would make the team. But you're into June now, and I don't know why you wouldn't just wait until training camp if you thought, hey, there's a chance we cut him. And I don't even know that that's even a thought now, because think about what they are at that position. Bosa now is already injured, and there already was a belief you might not be able to count on the guy to stay healthy. Well, he's already hurt. And the other guy he signed is suspended.
Suspended, yeah.
Your three, that's, I was thinking a lot about defensive line last week, because that's been the theme of their offseason, right? Was, mm-hmm. Let's build up the defensive line. And all the guys they signed up for agency are right now at this moment, like in some way, shape, or form, unavailable. Two of them got suspended, and the other one's already hurt. So, I was thinking about that with, here's this TJ Watt story. Like, I don't know how different he is from the Trey Hendrickson story, but we began the offseason wanting a whale for the Bills, specifically probably at that position. Garrett signed, Crosby signed, they're gone. Well, fast forward 2 months, I've got two other elite guys.
Hendrickson and Watt still unsigned.
That are unsigned and, you know, they're not necessarily available right now, but maybe they're worth a conversation. And I've got the Bills sitting here with, okay, they addressed it, but does that mean they fixed it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they more so addressed it than I would say right now that they I'm not sure they're going to have some dominant defensive line the way it all sets up right now.
Well, to that point, you know, Brandon Bean has a reputation. People call him Big Baller Bean and put the sunglasses up like he takes big swings because he has. He has made aggressive trades. He has made big signings, big free agent signings. The last two off seasons, it's been quieter. And, you know, as we kind of live in the moment of that, you might wonder if he's changed his course a bit or if it's just the circumstance that makes it that way. There could be a big trade that he was ready to pull off that the other team backed out on. Maybe they made an offer on Garrett that we never found out about. I mean, maybe that's unlikely, but you know, if it's
or maybe he would have. You know, if it ever got to that he would have made.
Or Hendrickson, if the Bengals would take the call, maybe he'd make that offer, but they said don't even bother. We're not going to do that. So, you know, you don't necessarily want to say that a GM has become a little less big swing guy because he very well could still do that. But the name, you know, the Big Baller name, that's going to require on a move at some point to keep it, to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
To still have that idea. If they just keep drafting and signing middle free agents for the next 4 or 5 years, we'll wonder about that.
Right, because the last one that really fits the profile of like, oh, wow, it's Vaughn.
And that's 4 years ago?
It's 4 years ago, which I wouldn't expect they have one of those more than every couple of years. Like, I wouldn't expect that every single season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, is there a thought of, well, they're due for one of those?
I guess now
and right now I've got two guys that are probably worth phone calls that would fit the profile of, well, here we go. Sunglasses Bean, would you expect him to be doing this weekend? I would. If he's wearing the sunglasses and he's earning the nickname of Big Baller Bean, then he's calling the Steelers about T.J. Watt.
Yeah, there was a time where we would think they'd be in on all that. And that probably stems from Vaughn. It stems from their pursuit of Beckham, Hopkins. Like if there's
and if you go back 6 years, it's the Diggs trade, too, before that.
Yeah, and they like to trade up. They trade up often in the draft. They, of course, you know, did not this time around. Not that they had to, but the point is, you know, like you just get this idea. He's earned a reputation. He's earned it of being someone that's willing to take that swing. And their biggest swing, what's their biggest swing since Vaughn?
Was it Bosa?
1 year.
It's a 1 year deal.
$12 million.
By the way, the one difference between Watt and Hendrickson is the money you have to have on your books available. Like it's Watt's numbers double from what Hendrickson is. So I don't know if the Bills would be even capable of making the room to get him here before signing him. Their biggest swing is it's middle free agents, which is fine, right? Yeah. Like, maybe it is trading Diggs away.
Yeah, that might be right.
Trading Diggs away was, you know, off an 1,100-yard season. He was no longer, you know, that year he wasn't the best receiver in football. But being willing to move off of a star player like that, I mean, that's maybe the best I could do here. And I think that's fine that they've gone a couple years without making the big splash move. I'd love to see that happen again when the opportunity lines up.
It'll line up sooner or later because they just had a big draft class, and a lot of their swings this offseason were extensions. Like that's not nothing. I don't want to push those aside. They made four commitments. With all these extensions and all these draft picks, we're going to talk next year, hopefully after they win the Super Bowl and looking to defend their title.
They can do whatever they want after that.
Well, I feel like the conversation will again be not that many holes. What should you do?
Yep.
You're going to draft 7 or 8 players, or are you going to, you know, spend some money, draft some guy, make a trade up? Who knows? It's the conversation kind of comes from, as we talked to Paul an hour ago about Jarmo Kekäläinen with the Blue Jackets and him now joining the Sabres. He's got the reputation that he was not afraid to swing big. And I think the Bills have a GM with a reputation that's not afraid to swing big. So I don't think anyone would say he's afraid to. It might not have just materialized in the last, you know, two seasons to really go for something big. They also might not feel like they need it. And I think you bring up a good point how the departure of Diggs and saying we can do this with an everybody kind of mentality, that might have been the big gamble, and that, of course, did work last year. So, to a degree, it worked to a pretty strong degree in the regular season.
But I do wonder, you know, is that guy still in there, though, that wants to take the big swing, that also has a team right now where he feels like one that doesn't need it, but could use it, wants it, and has enough flexibility cap-wise to pull it off? Or is it too late in the game where I'm sure, you know, if the Bengals and or the Steelers today announced or
it comes off
like, yeah, we're taking offers, we're shopping them, I don't know that the Bills would be able to get in the game on that, especially with Watt. Like, Hendrickson seems to be a little easier cap-wise. There would be teams that could do it. The Jets, for instance, I mentioned that June 1st yesterday, you know, now teams get some of the cap back. They get a bunch of cap because of the Aaron Rodgers release. So the Jets have more cap space than they did yesterday. If Hendrickson or Watt becomes available, they could probably do that. I don't know that the Bills can. But I wonder from being in that whole front office how much they would want it. Because they've wanted that defensive line. And they wanted Vaughn. They wanted a star pass rusher. And felt like at that time that they needed it. And a couple years later, again, they've addressed this position. They have more in terms of volume that looks like could be good at that position. But you still don't have the whale. You don't have the superstar. A lot of this offseason in January for me was going to be, can they hunt down somebody that makes the NFL top 100 list, that is an all-pro level player, that is a star? And I think without doing that, they've done a pretty good job. But if I get to a point where the guy like that is out there again, I wonder what their desire would be to add a player of that caliber.
803-0550. As of June 1, here's a story from Mike Florio on one player that could move. Jalen Ramsey becomes a more feasible trade option now.
And he's definitely – I mean, the team basically announced that he's going to move.
Yeah. So
what do you think they're doing, by the way? Did you see the reports from them, Jonnu Smith, too?
No.
That – Ramsey's going to be gone, and okay, they're just openly talking about trading their best tight end too. Like,
the whole thing is weird.
They're middling everything, it sounds like.
So with Ramsey, if they had traded him yesterday, 2 days ago, $25 million in dead cap. By trading him today, it's 6.7 this year and $18 million in 2026, which, you know, that sounds like the same number, but you can apply a bigger chunk of it to next year when the cap will, of course, be up by like $50 million again.
Right.
Like it always is. So, you know, post-June 1 designations, now it is post-June 1, so it's much easier. If Ramsey is going to get moved, the Dolphins could do that. 803-0550, what are the Dolphins doing? Who knows? The division is, I mean, it really comes down to the Bills, obviously. And how scrappy can New England be?
Yeah, because I think I'm writing off Miami, like completely.
I would.
Like, they've got some pieces that are still pretty nice there, but I feel like they are just poised for a blow up, I wonder how bad they could really be this year, and maybe that'll be dependent on how much more they move off their team. They're about to trade one of their best corners, or their best corner, and I don't know if they're going to trade their best tight end also. Smith last year, was he not like second on the team in everything?
He was awesome.
Reception-wise? Like, Waddle was hurt all year. He didn't have a big year. And even Hill, I mean, Hill had a down year. Like, Jonnu Smith, amazingly, was the guy that was like producing for them on offense. He led them in catches. There you go.
Jonnu Smith.
With Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, who, by the way, Tyreek Hill played 17 games and Jalen Waddle played 15, and who led them in catches? It was Jonnu Smith. And they might trade him. So, I don't know that they're going to be horrible, but I don't see a path for them being competitive this year with the Bills. And I do wonder how much if we go too far with New England sometimes in assuming that they're going to take that next step, but that's why I'd be so confident about the division. I don't see a path for two of these teams, let alone a likelihood that they're going to do it.
If New England does cut Diggs, which there's a report, Scott Zolak saying they could cut him, The receiver room, I mean, Diggs is a desperate kind of leap for them anyway.
Yeah.
It's Mac Hollins and Kayshon Boutte and Demario Douglas.
Jalen Polk from last year.
Who had Javon Baker.
But Polk had a bad rookie year.
Neither one of those guys had really big, I mean, really anything. And now you're Drake May, who's in year two with just not a lot to work with.
Well, that might be their biggest question right now, right, is if they want to be competitive in the division, what do they need to have happen? I think their defense is probably going to be pretty good. Right, they spent a ton of money on it. They brought in Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, Harold Landry too, I guess. There's a pretty solid belief, I think, that defense will be pretty good. The defense wasn't that bad in the first place.
Right.
But can they hang offensively?
Probably not.
Can they keep up?
Here's where the joke's on us. By the way, they also drafted Kyle Williams, third-round pick.
Yeah.
The joke is on us.
Why?
Because if Drake May is truly the next Josh Allen, they're going to just install an everybody eats offense over there. That's it. That's the answer. Get rid of Diggs.
Uh-huh.
Prosper.
If you were ranking the two, if you combined the two teams, though, how many of the top four would be Bills receivers?
Three.
Not all four,
If you wanted me to super draft?
Yeah, super draft the Bills and Patriots at wide receiver. Okay. They want to be everybody eats two? Well, am I including Diggs on this? Let's take Diggs out. He's going to get cut. Yeah, yeah. Let's say he's going to get cut.
Super draft the
super
Bills.
Super draft.
Okay. My top four for the Bills and the Patriots.
Yeah. Shakir?
I'd want Shakir.
Yep.
I'd want Josh Palmer.
Okay.
I'd want Kyle Williams.
Okay.
You're going to tell me to super draft. That's what I'd want.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then I don't know who I'd want fourth. It's Keon.
Coleman or
it's
Elijah Moore?
Sure.
Or do you want Demario Douglas, or do you want...
I don't want to sleep on Kayshon Boutte, who I like. Who is he on the team still? He is.
He is. So is Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, I mean...
I might pick four Bills.
Well, the Bills are undoubtedly in a better position from a weapon standpoint than the Patriots are. There's no doubt. Even with Diggs over there. I did not draft Mac Hollins in that super draft.
You did not. You did not draft the guy that played more snaps than anybody on the two teams.
And led the team in touchdowns last year. I did not pick that guy.
Uh-huh.
No. Yeah. Yeah, the Bills, but it is a statement. The Bills last year, entering the year before the Cooper trade, you could have put them bottom five in wide receiver pass catchers, and this year they're improved. So that's good. I see Elijah Moore got some positive reviews at OTAs.
Yes, he did.
Not a surprise. That kind of gets to the point about earlier we talked about the Florida Panthers, specializing in. I think this guy's actually good. Why doesn't anybody think he's good? That could be Elijah Moore.
It could be. Did you see my comparison between Palmer and Moore?
Josh Palmer?
And the weirdness of their contracts. That if you look at the two players, they have, through 4 years, they've played, I think, the game sample size is like two different. Like, they played the same amount of games, and their stats are identical.
Yeah. One guy got $11
million
on a
3-year deal, and the other guy got a 1-year deal for like up to $5 million. And I'm not saying there aren't reasons why that happened, but isn't it a little strange or curious that statistically they have the same career and the league valued them totally differently?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's also me opening the door to, I think Palmer is good and has a real potential to succeed here. But why am I so sure that Moore doesn't have the same potential as Palmer would? Other than the investment. And the investment is not nothing. The Bills would tell you with their actions through the money that they believe Palmer is much more likely to take a step up than Moore is. Or else they would assign Moore to $11 million a year.
We'll see. I see lots of conversations like who's going to lead them in catches, who's going to do this, who's that. We'll see. Who's the Mac Hollins of this year?
The guy's going to lead in snaps.
Yeah, that's going to be, hey, he played a lot more than we thought. Maybe that's Elijah Moore.
Well, I don't, but we're giving credence to that, though.
We are.
Like the idea that he could do that. He's capable.
It would be kind of wild for two straight seasons, the guy that's the afterthought pops for you. And I would say, like, there's a good and bad in that you bring in a group and then you just throw one at it and that guy leads you in catches or leads you in touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, it's a testament to Joe Brady. It's a testament to Josh Allen, and we'll see.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that this year, a year ago at this time, Hollins was far more of an afterthought than Moore is right now?
Yes.
Far more of an afterthought.
Yes.
When did we really – I know Sal would mention – whenever we'd have him on during the spring and into the summer, the idea like, hey, Hollins is really going to play a bigger role than you think. And I think my mind would often like go, okay, you know, this is OTA mini camp talk. Like, oh, this guy, you know, he could be more. But then that ended up being absolutely right. And I think it was by what? When did everyone really take it seriously? Was it training camp or did it take the season? The idea that, okay, no, this guy is actually going to play on offense. Because I don't think I took it seriously until we got close to the year.
You know when people took it seriously? Houston.
Oh, so into the year, you're saying.
Into the year, Houston, when he was getting a lot of targets, and it became, this can't sustain like this.
Because they add
Cooper, yeah. And then, okay, they're not as desperate to throw him the ball. Now he just gets the ball sometimes because he can get open. He's out there on snaps.
Sure.
But yeah, Houston. When it was very apparent that this can't stand like this, and they add Cooper, then you know it was almost like that proved he could earn that spot as opposed to just being the default guy.
Yeah,
in that spot. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Give us a ring if you'd like. What else? What do we got coming up? I've got some other stuff to tell you about.
You haven't been on the James Cook not showing up to OTAs thing. Okay. I don't know if you have anything on that.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
If he doesn't show up to training camp, that's the first time I'll
mandatory minicamp, it's a problem. Before that, it's fine.
Yeah.
If he's on a boat with some sort of powder, that appears to be not fine.
Uh-huh.
Just not showing up and nobody knows where he is, that is fine. No snark there, obviously. Like he's quietly doing whatever he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550. Happy June, happy summer. We made it. Who knew we were going to have to make it through May together, but we did. We made it through May. Worst May ever?
Worst May ever. I think you can definitely say worst May ever.
It was pretty tough, pretty tough. So enjoy it out there. Hit a patio, hit a golf ball, hit a walk in the park, whatever you can. Join us here on WGR, 803-0550.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Great players are ones who rise to the occasion and ones who know how to play coming down the stretch in important events. Looking at the leaderboard today, he didn't have, Ben Grubbin's a nice player. Drock is a nice player. Nick Taylor's a nice player. Those are all the guys that were there basically coming down the stretch. But he knows that those guys, are not in his league.
Jack Nicklaus, Scottie Scheffler. Is it a good day for Ben Griffin? Hey, Jack just said I was a nice player. Even though he's a nice player. But he's no Scheffler.
Anyway. That's not a great... I'd use that as bulletin board material if I were Griffin.
I'm gonna show Jack Nicklaus. He called me out. He said I was a nice player.
Did he say before? He's a nice player. That's different than he's a nice player.
You're right.
Which on the bulletin board, I don't know how you want to go, .. He's a nice player. Very different.
The inflection matters.
Yeah.
Hey, you can still get the WGR VIP golf card. It's a great idea ahead of Father's Day, which is on the way. Of course, the U.S. Open will be that same weekend. But here's what you get. It benefits PJ Hope. And PJ Hope introduces and teaches golf to veterans and active military to enhance their physical, mental, social, and emotional well-being. So it goes to PJ Hope. And getmyperks.com is where you go. You get 8 different experiences. The VIP golf card is $129, and you get 18 holes at Diamond Hawk, at Shamrock Hills, at Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, at Bobolink. You get $25 at Rigs Direct Golf Warehouse, 18 holes at Destroyer Park Golf, a box of Vero X1 golf balls as well, and an hour at the Golf Dojo Simulator, indoor golf simulator. So get that at getmyperks.com. Still a couple left. You can get them before Father's Day. Make sure you do. I've asked the YouTube chat when it would be okay for me to tell you about Old Sandwich. Is everyone ready to hear me talk about, not about my golf game, but about an experience that I had? When is it okay?
I think this is a fine, time if you want, yeah.
Let's get Gary on a sell in first. Gary's on the Bills. You want to call and talk Bills and Sabres or throw anything our way, you can, and then you can't be mad, why are you talking about golf? I want to talk about an experience I had, and I'd make it a topic if I could, so maybe we find one along the way. But Gary on a cell first. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have a question for you that not everyone's been asking, or maybe I haven't heard it on the radio, but I'm a little concerned, and I want to get your feedback on it, on our D-line. With the two guys missing 6 games, and with Bosa now with a calf injury, and he's obviously injury-prone, what is their plan for that position? And I guess as a two-part question is that, are they eligible to be cut at all or look elsewhere? So, that's 6 games. That's more than a third of the season. And then if they're not eligible to be cut, is there something in their contract that they generally, when the Bills sign players, that, hey, listen, if we find that you did something illegal prior to starting, that all bets are off? So I guess that's my main concern.
Yeah, so on that part, if they wanted to get out of it, they could have, and they didn't.
With Ogunjobi,
at least, right? Bean kind of spoke to that.
Yep.
That maybe they could have, or not even maybe, that they could have got out of it when he told them, but they kept going. So at this point in time, I think it's over. You're not cutting them now. And maybe you still could, but I don't think they're going to do that.
My big thing on what are they going to do at defensive end, I'm not so sure how much they really need to be better at defensive end, that much better. And they got a couple of rookie edge rushers, too. They'll get somebody in the mix. Landon Jackson could be in the mix there. And thinking about their build, I think the defensive end issues last year were kind of overstated. I just don't think it was as big of a problem as we kind of made it out to be. Sure, they needed better results on defense. You know what's going to give them better results on defense? The secondary being better. This was by far the weakest last year, the weakest secondary that a Sean McDermott team's ever had, right? Damar Hamlin starting, which they did not want. That happened all year out of necessity. Mike Edwards never got off the ground. Cole Bishop was not ready. Maybe Cole Bishop is ready this year. Max Hairston, I mean, if that goes well, what kind of upgrade is that? Off the charts? Teams knew that Douglas couldn't hang physically the way that Hairston hopefully will be able to. So part of my optimism about what their defense will be up front is that they'll be better on the back end. Because
you're confident they'll be better on the back end?
Yeah,
I think it's possible.
I'm going to famously say it couldn't be worse, but I mean that in a McDermott range. The range of secondaries the Bills have had under Sean McDermott. Granted, it's a lot of Hyde and Poyer. A lot.
Yeah.
Year one after that ends up being Rapp and Hamlin. And that's, to me, it's not very good. I think Rapp brings some playmaking ability. I like him just fine. Hamlin, you know, you just kind of knew teams could attack them there and did. And this year, hopefully, it can be better.
That's the thing, though. It's still hopefully, right? Like,
but that's everybody.
It's possible.
Every single move is hopefully. Every draft pick, every free agent for every team is going to be hopefully this works out.
That's right. But at some other positions, you're relying on veterans to be that. And at the back end, isn't it more about the young guys doing it? Which is fine. Like, that could work.
Sure. But I guess what
I might even expect that between Bishop and Hairston, one of those two I expect is going to make their secondary as a whole better.
Right.
I'm not sure that both you could. How likely would it be both guys are going to hit the ceiling that you imagine for them? But tell you that one of them probably will.
It comes down to your expectation. The Bills last year in pass rush win rate ranked where?
They were pretty low, weren't they?
Sixth.
Oh, was it? Wasn't a lot of that Von Miller though.
Okay, but they were sixth in pass rush win rate. So
okay.
You're asking me how they can be better in that area. I just think that if they maintained the same there with improvements in the secondary, I think they'd be fine. TJ Sanders could be maybe a part of this. I mean, I'm not going to have any one guy. I mean, it feels like everybody eats on the defensive line, which is pretty much what they do all the time anyway, right? They rotate, a lot of guys, and they've got a lot of new faces in there. So,
although last year that was less true than ever before, maybe because they were thinner. Like Rousseau played more last year than any end I think had played under McDermott at all.
Yeah, they got reinforcements. They have more volume.
Yeah.
Hopefully more quality. And the second to me, the secondary is a big part of it. Their depth in the secondary now it's Tre'Davious White and Dane Jackson's back, and I feel like that's probably better than where they were before.
Yep.
Even with modest expectations for Trey White.
That's right. I will say though that with all things Bills, a lot of that evaluation, their sixth in pass rush win rate, the counter to that is going to be where were they in the playoff game? In the playoff games, even.
Yeah.
You know, like, you might point at the Kansas City game. Rousseau was not good in the Kansas City game. And I thought McDermott, by the way, this kind of went under the radar. He, the same way he kind of spoke openly critiquing and honestly, things about like Coleman and Kincaid, like Kincaid needing to get bigger and Coleman needing to respond better from the injury, although that might have been Bean that said that.
He said something about Rousseau last week.
He did. Like, I want to get the quote exactly, but something along the lines of he knows he's got to be more physical.
Yep.
Something along those lines. So, and that could, my mind immediately went to, well, that's what happened in the playoff game. Playoff game, he was kind of invisible. And that's been a criticism of the Bills' lines through all these games that they've lost in the playoffs. And even, man, I watched back some of that Ravens playoff game a couple weeks ago. It's Lamar Jackson. It's a different type of pass rush. You're terrified of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
The touchdown that they score before Mark Andrews drops the two-point conversion, they're on like the 25-yard line. Like they're driving. It was so easy for them. Watch the playback on that touchdown. Again, it's Lamar. You're afraid of him running. He has 9 seconds back there, and no one's even close. No one is even close to him. Like, that was a play where chase him out, cause your secondary had guys covered for 8 seconds, but no one could get near the quarterback. So
were they trying?
That's the other thing.
Like, was it?
I don't know how hard they were trying.
Make him beat us from the pocket?
They were maybe, but at some point, you've got to get in there and you've got to rush.
Right.
So I think secondary is more important, too. But what the Bills have yet to do is marry the two. Have a really good secondary with a great pass rush at the same time. Because that's what That's what can end. That's what can have you finally stop Kansas City from scoring 30 plus on you in a playoff game, is having both of those things working at the same time.
803-0550. All right. I talked right through it. We had a call on the Bills.
Yeah.
Tell you about Old Sandwich when we get back, because it was pretty incredible.
Old Sandwich, by the way, like sandwich. This is a golf club.
Yes, Old Sandwich.
He's not about
golf
to talk
club.
To us about an old sandwich he found.
No, egg salad sandwiches. No,
that would be the worst.
Old sandwiches. Yes,
that would be the worst. Old sandwich.
Yeah,
a sandwich sitting around for too long. Egg salad would be the worst.
Pretty bad.
Egg salad, tuna.
Yeah,
the best would be like just a classic turkey. That thing could sit around for like 8 hours and you'd probably still be good.
Okay, I wasn't sure the timeline you're going for. Like,
no, not like
how
days.
Long do you let a sandwich sit?
Few hours. I wouldn't go overnight. If a sandwich was sitting out overnight, you wouldn't eat that.
Is there any sort of is there any such thing as an aged sandwich? Anybody? Any man? You're like, oh, it's
my gut says
it's an aged sandwich.
If you saw aged sandwich on the menu,
yeah, a sandwich made with dry aged meat.
Uh huh.
All right.
The aged sandwich though implies that the bread is also aged.
Yeah. Right.
Which I don't think you'd ever want to do that.
It depends.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
Old sandwich.
You're going to break in.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stanley Cup Finals will be here on WGR Final. Presented by Fiegel, Karn, Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Game 1, Wednesday, June 4th, 8 p.m. Wednesday, off day. Friday, off Saturday, Sunday to go to Monday, off Tuesday, Wednesday to play Thursday. There's multiple times they're off 2 days in the middle. The series goes from June 4th to June 20th.
Isn't that annoying that it's called the Stanley Cup Final because the NBA took the rights to the word finals? So that's why I think the NHL has it called the Stanley Cup Final.
Is that right?
I think it has something to do with the NBA. Yeah. The NBA and the NHL, some agreement that they were now both going to be called the finals.
Okay, but they could call it
the Stanley Cup. Because the NBA wants to just be known as the finals.
Sure, okay, but they could still have the Stanley Cup Finals. Other tournaments are called finals.
They could, but I guess, I don't know. There's some reason why they want their own thing.
All right, Stanley Cup Final.
Or the NBA doesn't want them to do it. I think it's dumb.
Tournament starts, or rather, the series starts Wednesday, 8 p.m. All the games are 8 p.m., and it's they're spaced out.
That's right, right? Even the Edmonton games?
Yeah.
Or 8 o'clock? That's good.
Yep.
Good.
All 8 p.m. I hate when there's a I hate the travel day.
How spaced out are they?
They skip a Saturday, 2 days between games 2 and 3.
Okay.
2 days between games 3 and 4.
Okay.
2 days between games 5 and 6, and 2 days between games 6 and 7.
Okay, because the NBA, I saw, they are doing 2 days between every game.
Oh,
I don't think there's an every other once.
I mean, it's such a rough trip from Oklahoma City to Indianapolis.
Yeah, here we go.
Are they walking?
So the series starts, listen to this. The series, I don't know if I like this. Maybe I hate it. The series starts between the Pacers and the Thunder on June 5th. Game 7 would be June 22nd.
Yeah.
Almost like the month would be the whole, I don't think it'll go 7.
We're going to have a lot of sportsless days mixed in there.
I mean, what they're doing it for is they're probably trying to, one, I mean, player rest, I'm sure, and two, they want to stretch out the content as much as possible,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll own the whole month of June because of the finals, if it were to go seven, we're taking up like 80% of the finals.
Let's also see here. Are they also trying to skip Father's Day? Is nobody on the final round of the U.S. Open? No one wants to compete there?
Ooh, that might be right.
Okay. Because the NHL, again, yeah. Like they will skip Saturday, Sunday this weekend, and then the following week they play only on Saturday.
Okay. And the NBA goes Friday to Monday.
So they skip Father's Day weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to compete with the final round of the U.S. Open on Father's Day, I guess. Keep running out of time. I got to tell you about Old Sandwich, which I will. But excited for these finals.
Yeah.
There is a small adjustment period. You know, April and May is something's on tonight. Something. I'm going to get something.
Yeah.
And then once you get to this last week and here, it's, we got nothing tonight?
Nothing. We are winding down.
It's just, you know, baseball, you got baseball, and that's great, but nothing. No playoff action.
Well, and soon, in a month, nothing at all.
Training camp.
Unless it's a World Cup year.
That's right.
Which it's not.
803-0550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Join us when we get back. What are we going to talk about?
I've got some trivia for you, too, at some point we can get to. Got some good NBA trivia.
Yeah?
That I think you'll like.
All right. Trivia and Old Sandwich coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.